Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, June 30th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
She was a mother of two and police have confirmed she was pregnant at the time of her death.
Murder inquiry launched after killing of woman in the north and gunman opens fire on US firefighters. Plus, we've all the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, investigations are continuing into the murder of a pregnant woman in County Down. The PSNI has named her as Sarah Montgomery, a 27-year-old mother of two. A 28-year-old man has been arrested. Local councillor John Hennessy says the community's in shock.
Dumbfounded. We were horrified, really. I suppose so something like this happened to such a young woman, a young mother. Shocked. I think the whole community sends their love and their condolences to the family and friends.
Two firefighters have died and another is seriously injured after they were ambushed by a gunman while responding to a fire in the US state of Idaho. They came under attack while attending the blaze near the city of Coeur d'Alene on Sunday afternoon. Authorities say the body of a man has been found with a firearm nearby and an order urging residents to shelter has now been lifted. Earlier, local sheriff Bob Norris gave this update.
We now have two deaths. We still have civilians that are coming off of that mountain. We might have civilians that are stuck or in shock on that mountain.
Couples are being given more help with IVF. The health minister has announced updated access criteria. News Talk's Lena O'Dwyer reports.
Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill has revealed from today, couples with one existing child in their relationship and who meet all other criteria can now access publicly funded AHR treatment. This includes one full cycle of IVF or intracytoplasmic sperm injection. Minister McNeill says since the government introduced publicly funded assisted human reproduction treatment in September 2023, nearly 2,500 couples have been referred by reproductive specialist consultants and many have achieved their dream of starting a family. She says fertility issues can be devastating and she's conscious secondary infertility is a significant issue.
A man remains in hospital following a serious crash in Cork. A motorbike and a car collided on the N71 north of Clonakilty shortly after 4:30 this afternoon. Breffni Clack has more.
The motorcyclist, a man in his 20s, was treated at the scene yesterday afternoon. He was then taken by ambulance to Cork University Hospital, where he remains this morning. The driver of the car, a man in his 70s, was also brought to hospital for assessment. Gardaí are now asking anyone who may have witnessed the incident to come forward. Road users who were travelling on this stretch of the N71 around the time of the collision, who might have camera footage, including dash cam, are asked to make it available to investigation Gardaí.
The government is under pressure to extend redress for survivors of mother and baby homes. It comes after yesterday's Bessborough commemoration, again called for the need to provide justice to all survivors. 923 children and 31 women died in the Cork mother and baby home, with many reported to be buried in unmarked graves on the grounds. Labour Senator Laura Harman wants more victims to benefit from compensation.
There was a special advocate report published last week that called for the extension of the redress scheme for mother and baby homes. And I'm imploring the government to extend the scheme because currently children who spent less than 6 months in a mother and baby home will not be entitled to compensation. And while there is no compensation that can make up for the injustice and the trauma experienced by survivors, it's really important that we get this right.
A new report is calling on the government to give rural areas the option of using liquid fuel to cut carbon emissions. The Alliance for Zero Carbon Heating wants the government's proposed renewable heat obligation could leave over 700,000 households that are reliant on oil heating without an affordable decarbonisation option. CEO of the Alliance and author of the report, Philip Hannan, says the group is proposing a 20% renewable liquid fuel obligation as an alternative.
The government really needs to look again at the RHO and be much more ambitious and look at how it can facilitate a 20% obligation rate for renewable liquid fuels. I mean, these 700,000 homes essentially represent 40% of the energy market. So it's a huge amount.
Dublin councillors will elect a new Lord Mayor today, with Fine Gael's Ray McAdam set to take the top job. The Lord Mayor is elected to the office annually by members of Dublin City Council. The current Lord Mayor, Emma Blane, outlines what she'll be doing on her last day in office.
I'll be announcing the rollout of dementia cafes in some of our city parks, which is going to make a big difference to people living with dementia and their carers. And also I'll be announcing the training programme for female referees and also for coaches to be able to coach with kindness. And they were two of the big things that the teenage girls told me throughout my term that they really wanted to see happen.
The British Prime Minister has asked the BBC to explain how anti-Israel chants during a punk act's Glastonbury set came to be broadcast. Bob Villain's performance has been pulled from the BBC player. Kneecap's set wasn't broadcast live, made available on demand instead, with Keir Starmer also raising concerns about their place on the schedule. Tory MP Helen Whateley says the chants were totally unacceptable.
Innocent festival goers at a festival in Israel were raped and murdered by Hamas. And then we have a music festival here in the UK where you have a chant saying death to the Israeli armed forces. I just think it's disgusting.
And in sport, in GAA, Kerry manager Jack O'Connor has hit back at his team's critics in the wake of their All-Ireland quarter-final win over Armagh. The Munster champions were rampant in the second half at Croke Park as Sean O'Shea's 12 points helped them overcome the reigning champions by 32 points to 121. O'Connor says few outside of their camp saw the performance coming and he felt the team were unfairly criticised in their own county in recent weeks.
I'm in the business of building people, not knocking people. And I'd ask people that are knocking that group and knocking people involved with the group, look in the mirror and say, what have you contributed? What have you contributed to Kerry football off the field? You know what I mean? It's very easy to knock people. Go away and coach your team. Go away and coach your development squad. Go away and coach your minor team. That's how you help Kerry football, not knocking people.
Next up, for the Munster champions, is a clash with Dublin's conquerors Tyrone in the semi-finals. The other semi-final will see Donegal play Meath, who are in the last four for the first time in 16 years. Robbie Brennan's Royals overcame Galway by 2-16 to 2-15 yesterday afternoon. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.